Tim Hall also joining us here at the all-new Lander Chevrolet. Tim was kind enough to, we actually made the mouchatas, as my father would say. It's an Italian term. Last time I was here, and he let me take an all-new Lander Chevrolet, all-new Lander's Traverse.
Ooh, Chevrolet, that's right, Traverse. Because you too. Love the Traverse. You I'm wouldn't big, shut up about the Traverse.
Yeah, to the point of the annoying, eh? And I drove it to Nashville and back, and it was a fantastic ride. And Tim and I were talking about the upside and the downside of the backup camera, because it certainly makes you a more effective driver if you use it properly. It also can make you a very lazy driver and a very ineffective driver if you rely solely on that. And then when you get a vehicle that doesn't have said backup camera,
that's where you're...
then you're like, I don't know what to do with my hands. No clue what to do.
They're just, what am I? What?
No idea.
Oh, back over everything if you're not careful.
I was good. I mean, because if I didn't do this, I was going to be like a FedEx truck driver. And so I'm really good at backing up with mirrors.
Wow. Is that a shot at the FedEx truck drivers out there?
No, I'm just saying that's about the only other thing that I think I would be semi-qualified for. I'm really a good driver, awesome. Although I did...
I'm a very good driver. Thank you there.
Yeah.
430 Wapner. Why don't you just build that over there, Rain Man?
What kind of gig can you get only driving on Wednesdays? I don't know.
Very good
driver. Definitely not on a Saturday. Yeah. Very wet. Very wet. 9 o'clock date with Iris. Anyway, so, but I did smash a Channel 7. Okay, sidebar story.
Yes.
Welcome to the Sunday Digress. Channel 7 has
a... You gave this man a car?
I know.
I'm a little worried about it now. I think I'll go walk around it and see if there's...
It's fine. I hit nothing with it as far as you know. So... At Channel 7, they have the live trucks in their basement garage, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that the building was not necessarily built for said activity as far as parking microwave trucks and things. So there's a portion of the area down there where if you back up or drive forward into it, you will knock the microwave off of the truck. So they actually have a sign, the clearance sign that says only 9 foot. And the thing is, it's like, here's the thing about the clearance sign. Does anybody know how tall their vehicle is?
I
have no idea.
No clue whatsoever.
You know, I don't normally drive a vehicle where it's an issue, but if you drive big trucks, you have to think about it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm used to driving like a sedan of some sort, so it's never been a problem. So I see the sign, I back right into it, right? Knock the microwave off. It was a clean break, though. I mean, these are the best kinds. Honestly, if Joe Theismann had a break this clean on his leg, he'd still be playing today.
Wow.
No question. So what you do is at Channel 7 down there, and apparently some people over there just found out about this, but it's been going on for years. If you mess up a vehicle there, which almost everyone who's ever worked there has, you sign the little sign of shame in the basement, and my name is on there.
Yeah. But here, Tommy Boy style, did you try to just put the microwave back up on it and walk away?
What happened?
What'd you do?
Exactly. I also spilled some M&Ms in the front of it, so that didn't go over well either. But you know what? They never asked me to drive a live truck again, which is good.
Well, right.
It was the crappiest one. They're like, hey, could you take unit 4 down to Pine Bluff? I'm like, that's the one with no air conditioning and no radio. I hope nothing bad happens. I hope I don't knock the microwave off when I come back tonight.
Right.
It was an accident.
I think that's what happened. Allison Courtney drove one of the Arkansas River on purpose.
Did she?
I made that up.
That'd be
I'm
good.
Totally making that one
there,
up.
There's no way they would ask her to do that. She is... treated like the princess that she is over there.
Oh,
they're not going to ask the girls to do that. I've never seen a girl drive a live truck at Channel 7. They're as sexist as David Basil.
Wow. They want equality.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yep. Make them.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Hunt probably has. She's kind of a blue-collar gal.
Wow, a little animosity towards Allison Courtney there.
I love Allison Courtney.
Well, you seem to kind of put her down.
Well, it was Chris Kane that said something to me about her at the gym yesterday where we were working out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm kidding.
I smell controversy.
No, I'm joking. Okay, so you know what? I looked up and down the whole list of vehicles here, both Chevrolet and otherwise, because you do have pre-owned vehicles from other makes and models, but I did not see one Channel 7 live truck on here, but you guys don't actually sell.
There are no
microwave trucks on here?
We had to wholesale that one because it was damaged.
It was damaged.
Couldn't retail that one again.
Yeah, that's a hard one to come by. So, anyway, I brought the car back in one piece. I want to thank you for that, and it was a great ride, and we will be buying another one. I'm 100% sold on the Chevrolet Traverse. That is no baloney.
Oh, they're great vehicles. I mean, great fuel mileage, as you found out. And for the family, you know, people drive Suburbans and Tahoes. If you want something a little smaller, it's a perfect vehicle. You still got a lot of interior room.
Yep.
Fuel mileage is really good on them. And they're just a great unit to drive, as you know, to Nashville. Yep. They ride good and everything else. So they're really good.
And admittedly, I'm not the tallest fellow, but the third row is quite comfortable, even for a grown person.
I must be in the third row.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Not the front row, third
row. Thank you, Mr. Euchre.
So we were trying to determine what exactly color this Camaro was, and Bill theorized that it was more Texas orange. I said, no. I said it's somewhere between Texas and Tennessee, and then someone correctly pointed out to me on the Magic Twitter machine that it is, in fact, closest to Oklahoma State orange.
Yes.
Unlike Oklahoma State, this vehicle will still play today.
That's exactly right. That is actually Inferno orange.
Inferno. Oh,
well, there we go. I like that.
I do too.
That's a Boone Pickens orange.
Yeah. Well, he can afford to own an entire dealership full of Camaros if he chose to.
Oh. I do like that. That does have a nice look with the little roof popped up like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the little thing coming out of the top of it there, the little horn?
Is that the sap?
Is that a
what are you, a rhinoceros? Speaking of unicorns.
That would be your own Star XM satellite antenna.
Ah, okay, see.
Why do they make it in that shape?
My mobile satellite.
To make it more
aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Better fuel mileage.
I wasn't even going to
accept that. Wouldn't go real good with the brick on top. Wouldn't look good.
No, that would look weird.
And then you could back that in somewhere and knock that off the top.
Exactly. Yeah, when you drive into a place that says clearance 3.5 feet, you got issues there.
Right.
You might knock your horn off.
Right. So. You're not getting out of a ticket in Grady, Arkansas, and that that car or that Corvette, either one.
These are the kinds of vehicles, unfortunately, that you get a ticket in when it's parked.
Right, they see you from a mile away.
In a former life, Tim and I had a car sharing relationship, and he sent me out of town in a Bumblebee, the bright yellow Camaro, and I got pulled over before I hit 4:30.
Oh, exactly.
Actually, true story. And then I got pulled over in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl. It was the day of the Liberty Bowl.
I was there.
No BS. 7:30 in the morning. It's 12 degrees.
Coldest day.
Officer pulls me over, and I said, "What?" And he goes, "You didn't have your seatbelt on." I'm like, 7:30. It's 12 degrees. You want to see my seatbelt? I'm in town, buddy. I'm not going over like 12. Have you seen the traffic? And then he said, "Improper tags." And I'm like, "It's not my car."
Right.
Call Tim Hall. It's his fault.
Right.
So anyway,
well, probably it was a stolen car. That was like the stop and frisk.
Do I look
they
like
have in New York?
Yeah.
You kind of look like a criminal element when you get behind the wheel.
Yeah, it was like in Fletch when there was an illegal search and seizure, and he said, "What's that? Looks like heroin, Gene." Exactly.
Right, Fletch in Fletch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of name?
You look
is
a little suspicious.
I am a little suspicious. I'm suspicious.
Doesn't he look like?
I'm suspicious of anyone who's suspicious of me, Tim.
Right. I can see Jackie Gleason pulling you over. They don't have hush puppies, Junior.
You look taller on the radio. When you say you're taller on the radio.
There is no way you come from my loins.
The great Jackie Gleason.
So we've got all vehicles, big and small. What is the? There's a new Chevrolet that I saw that I know. Oh, is the Sonic?
The Sonic.
I saw a commercial for that the other day. Do you have Sonics here?
I do. I've got about 20 in stock.
There's no. This doesn't come like a special tater tot holder, does it?
Absolutely.
You should have worked it out with the rest of
them. You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You knew there was going to be.
It does get great mileage, though. It's got a 1.8-liter Ecotec engine. What is that?
Great fuel mileage.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's, you know what that is? Synonymous with great fuel mileage.
Remote start, keyless entry, air conditioning, power windows, power door locks. It's got the Bluetooth, which is good. It's a blue car with a Bluetooth. Although it comes in other colors, it's just in this particular ad, it's blue.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
We've got all kinds of colors.
Who does the your ads here, the print version?
As far as the layout?
Yeah, who's responsible?
What he's looking at is a full-page ad in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. If you're looking, it's got several cars listed.
You, me, and Bill, we all read the paper still.
That man is a professional right there. Did you see how he worked that in?
Mm-hmm.
Smooth as a glass tabletop.
And that would be laid out by the fine people at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
There we go.
That explains a lot. Okay. Well, there's a...
I did that, do you?
No, I got to do a little proofreading. Anyway, it's all good. As long as the numbers are right, that's all that matters for people. So, but again, it's always great selection here at the all-new Lander Chevrolet. So if you've gotten good feedback on the renovations, because you guys did a lot of work, I would hate for you to get bad feedback.
We've got great feedback on the renovations. And, you know, if you haven't been out lately, you need to come by and see. We really changed it up quite a bit, and that's why you'll hear us saying the all-new Lander Chevrolet, because it is all new. Everything from the service drive to the showroom to waiting area, if you name it, we've changed it, believe me.
The reason I always say the all-new Lander Chevrolet is because anytime I just say Lander Chevrolet, I get an email from Rodney Plack saying, You mean the all-new Lander Chevrolet?
Yes.
I'm like, yes, Rodney, that's what I meant to say. Thank you very much.
Words matter.
Thank you very much, Miss Lippy.
Words matter.
He's helpful.
Money back, Plack.
501-566-1523. That's not the number I normally give out, but that one apparently will work. Landers-Chevrolet.com. Now, how come the other Lander stores have... They go off Landers.com, and you guys have your own special LandersChevrolet.com.
We also go off Landers.com, but obviously being with Chevrolet and General Motors, you have a separate website, and so we use LandersChevrolet.com.
True or false, you and Kevin Wilson arm wrestled, and whoever won got to have their own special website.
False.
Okay, but you would have won anyway, so it worked out fine. And definitely if you guys played golf, you would smash him. Are you the best golfer in the company?
No.
Are you just saying that because Roddy might be listening?
Absolutely not the best golfer in the country.
Okay, that's because he works too hard. He used to be.
Hey, Pat Campbell, my used car, he's a great golfer.
Pat Money?
Pat's great. Pat Campbell's
Pat,
a great
Pat Muscles,
golfer.
I mean?
Absolutely.
You got Money Back Plaque and you got Muscles Campbell.
That's right.
I bet he can hit it a mile.
Got like a 1920s football team around here. If you got Wagon Wheel Jones and Paddlefoot Sloan, then got everybody.